up, Lakers?
What's up?
What's up? What's up, Lakers? Beautiful morning.
Whoop.
Yes, it's Friday.
Whoop, whoop.
What's whoop, whoop?
That's like happy sound. When you're excited, you do whoop, whoop.
So wait. Let me tell you. So as you are growing up, your father comes back, buys you sandals, buys you
like,
dress.
Whoop, whoop.
You say, Daddy, whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
I will beat you. All right, welcome to the show. 10 minutes past the hour 10, and it's What's Up Lagos Friday edition.
Woo!
Yes. We're going to do it in grand style today. My name is Stretch, S-T-R-E-T-C-H, and she is Feta.
Good.
She is
Feta.
F-E-T-A.
We are doing well.
Nothing added to it. All right? 11 past the hour 10. And if you're just joining for the very first time, I ask you, where have you been? Yeah? This is a show that you don't ever want to miss. 2 hours of your day. Nigeria Info gives you the very best in information, entertainment, sports, everything detailed.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to 10 to 2, they tell you, relax.
Relax.
Yeah, in the midst of that relaxation also, we get fun into it. We get you informed. We get you to work that brain of yours, yeah? And make you laugh a bit. We try our best, but don't laugh at us anyway. All right, the show starts in this form. Beginning of the show, we do we give you a portion of it that we call Sound Off. Where we get to talk about something or some things that have occurred that you need.
Depending
on what it is. And Nigeria has never let us down. Every day, it drops its back-to-back heat. Yeah.
And we are here for that.
We're here. We grab it and we'll move on with it. So after that, we'll change gears. Today, remember, all our legal friends, all of you analytical thinkers, all of you people that they've been looking down on that community raw. This is it. I Put It To You comes right after Sound Off. And we're going to do it all the way till noon. So get ready. Put on your thinking caps.
My lady colleagues, come together.
There is a case on the table already. And we're going to bring up these cases. We must solve them. And you are called into this. We'll do that right after Sound Off. And get yourself ready. This is Sound Off.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, it's 13 minutes past the hour 10, and this is Sound Off. Well, yesterday we woke up to the sad tale of a BRT bus that got on the rail track, and we saw pictures, we saw videos of that very, very unfortunate incident that we, as our last call, different sources are saying 6 people dead, many more very, very injured, if there's anything like that in English. Well, I just want to take a look at this scenario. If a train is approaching, different sounds, different precautionary measures, everybody even sees, it doesn't even move that fast. We don't have electric trains in this part. So it's not that fast, like it came in a hurry. We didn't see the rail line. You could see a train from kilometers. And this vehicle went on top and couldn't get across before the train came. And this damage was done. Lives were lost. Now I'm checking. Everybody's going to be saying this. Yeah, the guy should be, I don't know, the legal system should deal with his situation. But is this how much of how our society has decayed? The way that a rail line, if you are crazy as crazy as I want to call the driver of this vehicle, you can actually put people's life in danger. In part, I know that there's something, a railing that falls, the bell, the red light, the person with the flag. I mean, people, there are different measures to make sure that some crazy driver doesn't do what happened yesterday morning. Quite unfortunate that we have people with such a mental state moving people from one point to another. Reports reaching us have it that he saw people waiting. But one bus had crossed and he followed. And everybody in the vehicle, they were shouting, please don't go, stop, stop, stop. And he didn't, and he got there, he got stuck. And what happened, and lives were lost. Now, the system in Lagos, the system in this city, we will blame the guy. We will blame him for what he did. But what I want to ask, are there measures put in place for such crazy people not to do what he had done? For instance, you find out in climes where they say, do not urinate here.
Hmm.
Once you urinate there, something happens to you.
You pay a fine or something.
Something. Somebody, do not go, do one way. Do not break the red light. Don't jump it. If you jump it, your plate number, you get a call and something happens. As nearby as Ghana, this happens. So I'm saying, what are the things in place to curb things like this? A train is coming. I think everything should be done to actually even block that road for that moment. That even if you want to get across, you have to get through a barrier. We've seen that somebody this crazy can exist and has put us on the map for the wrong thing again. Not that everyone, so people say, when Nigerians are very unruly. Yes, Nigerians are unruly because the laws don't hold you down. You have a law that, I mean, when you do something wrong and you get away with it, why won't you do it again?
Mm.
So I'm saying we should put things in place. This is avoidable. This is totally avoidable. People, even the ones injured, we don't know how many will actually get out of it.
Mm.
We saw pictures of people being laid down like in the car park of the hospital before they got in. There were 80 people. So these are things that we should, the people actually are the case. We are the problems we have. We are the problem. We actually are the problem. Now we are in the news all over the world that a bus went on top of a rail line and how ridiculous can that sound? So in this case, I'm not actually looking at the government per se. I'm looking at the people. They were shouting the vehicle, don't move, but he did move. And the man jumped out. The driver didn't get injured.
Huh.
He didn't. So, and many of us as passengers have been in vehicles where people urge the driver, oh God, take follow where other people are following now.
You are too slow.
Now, me, I go somewhere. But in this case, it was the opposite. But believe me, we need to actually look inwards, look at ourselves. You are the government you have. We are. It is from this society we produce the people that are ahead. That rule is a very sad situation. Families are, some people don't even know where their people are at the moment. People have been put into mourning. People have lost people. They are human beings. They are Nigerians, even if they're not.
Hmm.
It's avoidable, and it is something that we should actually condemn, this kind of attitude. But we should look inwards and look at ourselves. We are the problem. Most of the time.
And let me start by saying that I really want to sympathize with people who have lost their loved ones in this accident.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say incident. I want to say accident. And I also want to, you know, pray for the souls of those that have gone. Your soul rest in peace. But this is not, this is supposed to be a conversation that is open for everybody to air their mind. But your surprise is on sound off. That's because, I mean, there shouldn't be too much deliberation on this sad news.
No.
It's already sad enough.
It's sad as it is, yeah.
But I'm happy, eh? Like, you were talking, and in my mind, I'm like, can we just stop asking? Because every question we ask on Sound Off is rhetoric. We're not expecting any answer. We're not giving you the answers. You're not giving us the answers. And I was like, for God's sake, stretch. Don't even bring the government to this, because we are the problem.
Yeah.
And you see, he mentioned it. And that was when I knew that I was right. Because just because somebody got away with something that is wrong does not actually permit you to do the same. A bus on a railway line.
Yes. Like, how ridiculous.
Like, that can only be an accident. I mean, you cannot imagine a train on a bus line.
So what's a bus doing there?
So this is the wrongest time to blame anybody, in my own opinion. So I'll just say, if you are driving on Lagos roads, no, there's something my dad will always say. You are the only sane person. Don't expect the other person to be as sane as you. So do the right thing. It's not competition. Mm-mm. It's not, I will show this person. It Mm-mm. doesn't, because people's lives are at stake. And this has proven that it's true. So yeah, let's look inwards, into ourselves. Check yourselves. So before you throw the stone next to the government for whatever it is that we all know that may be going wrong, ask yourself, am I doing the right thing?
And that was Sound Off.
What's up, Lagos?
All right, it's still What's Up, Lagos? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it is, I put it to you this lovely morning.
Put it to you, second.
And the case...
Why are you too excited? We're supposed to be serious.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious to you. Please, can you bring the case to the table again, my learned colleague?
One more time. Okay, no problem. This is a case of Humpty Dumpty who sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
Yes.
All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again.
Now, I would like to approach the bench this morning.
You may.
Yes. Humpty Dumpty, this case, I put it to you that this is a case of premeditated murder.
Why is everything about murder?
Let me explain.
To you?
No, let me explain. I look at the the case itself is what I'm focused on. Premeditated murder. Let's take the first two pieces of evidence we have here.
Now, he sat on a wall.
How can you sit on a wall, then have a great fall?
Okay.
So, in other words, this is modified. They are trying to tamper with information here, and I will not allow this to happen.
Why aren't you asking the question of how high was the wall?
No. So, if you're telling me that he sat on the wall, you didn't tell me that Humpty Dumpty climbed the wall. Humpty Dumpty climbed the wall, and this is a wall.
Humpty Dumpty was drunk.
Can I finish?
Okay.
Please? Can I finish?
Okay.
Humpty Dumpty has been to this wall before.
How do you even know?
You sit on a wall you don't know. So he has been here before. This is where he goes to think about his life.
My learned colleague.
Can I
ask you a question?
Can I?
Will you, in your sane mind, go and sit on a wall that you know?
Yes.
What's the last wall that you sat on?
Yes.
What wall did you sit on yesterday?
I don't understand. What wall did I sit on?
Yes. Have you ever sat on a wall?
I'm not in the same condition that Humpty Dumpty.
What condition was he in?
If you let me finish this case, you're trying to subvert justice.
My lord, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So Humpty Dumpty climbed up to somewhere to brood, to think about his life and the situation. Humpty Dumpty sat on this wall. Now, before you have a great fall, Your basic physics tells you that velocity, he needed to have been pushed. Humpty Dumpty cannot have a great fall if he's not on a high wall. So Humpty Dumpty was on this wall and somebody pushed him and Humpty Dumpty fell. So he had a great fall. Now, asking me a question and saying, you're telling me now, Humpty Dumpty, how did he get on this wall? Humpty Dumpty climbed on this wall and he fell. Now, to tell you who caused this pain, the king's horses and the king's men. Somebody sent the king's horses. So if somebody's injured, do you send horses to go and cure the person?
Look.
Do you say, no.
Look.
No, let me.
Okay.
So.
Posit your position. Let me posit my own.
The king sent the wrong people to see if they could give, do horsemen give first aid? Where are the doctors? Where are the surgeons?
Okay.
So I put it to you now that Humpty Dumpty was heir to the throne. He sat on the wall, thinking about his life.
Okay.
The king sent somebody to push him up the wall. Mm. Humpty Dumpty fell. And when he fell, he did not die. Mm. Oh, poor Humpty. He did not die. And when he fell, instead of them to send medics, instead of them to send paramedics, instead of them to send people that could cure him to take care of the emergency, they sent horsemen. Godo. They sent police.
Okay.
They sent people that were so... They could not put Humpty together. Did they expect horsemen to put him together? The king was wrongly on the throne, and Humpty was the rightful on that throne.
No, that was not what happened at all.
That is the case. And again, the name itself, Humpty Dumpty, shows that they are body shaming him. That is body shaming. How can you call somebody like Uncle Humpty or Robo? It's Humpty Dumpty. I can call something. He's been bullied from time.
I rest
the case for now. Yeah.
Now, Humpty Dumpty, first let me start from your last point. He was never bullied. Humpty Dumpty was a man of his own, and his name was a title.
How do you call somebody
Humpty
Dumpty?
He's a dynasty. Let me just tell you something. Now.
Oh, God.
As you know, you...
I have evidence.
And you brought it
I
to court.
I have evidence, yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
I would like you to know, I put it to you, that Humpty Dumpty was a rebel.
Uh-huh.
Humpty Dumpty was going against the rules of the land that no man should drink on a Friday.
Please do not
listen.
He drank. Moving away from the evidence.
I am not moving away from any. Listen.
I don't like this.
You said he went to think. He was sitting on the wall to brood about his life.
Wall.
I am telling you.
Sit on the wall.
Yeah, sit on the wall to think. Now I am telling that he was drunk.
Okay,
so drunk that he climbed on the wall.
Okay.
Sat down there and started laughing hysterically.
Okay.
They were even telling him, okay, calm down. That place is a very high wall.
Who was telling him?
The guards.
The guards
on ground, they're telling him to calm down. They put a ladder to the wall so he could climb down, because nobody even know how he got there.
He climbed.
At this point in time, if I want to be a Nigerian, I would say that was a spiritual thing, because how did he even get on
the wall in the first place?
Now,
he climbed.
They told him, calm down.
Come off it.
He did not come. The next thing, he fell down. Now, to show you how empathetic the Honorable King was,
he couldn't send doctors.
They sent horses.
Horses?
3 score.
A doctor.
And more.
So, has a horse ever cured you?
No, that's the thing.
Has a horse ever cured you?
Listen to me. They were not sending horses to cure him.
Yes.
To at least carry him.
No, look at the evidence.
To the hospital.
All the king's horses and all the king's men could not put.
Because they couldn't even carry him in the first place.
So,
because he was not in good shape.
He died.
Whose fault is that?
Why didn't they bring doctors? Like that accident happened.
I want to ask you, what's an ambulance?
An ambulance.
Before, so if something happens to somebody now, what's the first thing you do? Try to get an ambulance.
First aid.
The ambulance, yes.
Okay, so calm down.
Okay.
The horse that came, let's assume that the horse is like the ambulance.
Okay.
Was there a doctor there?
Because,
oh, God.
Your Honor, if we judge this case properly,
it is
over.
Your
Honor, I have something to say.
Say.
If something happens right now,
Yes.
Do you expect a doctor to be here right now?
First aid.
Can't we at least take the person to a doctor first?
Ambulance comes with first aid.
Oh, the first aid. Okay.
Horsemen.
Yes.
Horsemen first aid.
No, the king's men. Part of the king's men. There was a medic there.
No,
why are you making me stammer?
I put it to you that you are stammering because you are trying to subvert justice.
No, I am not trying to subvert. I am telling you that part of the king's men, they had like 3 to 4 doctors.
Can we go to learned people out there? Please.
I'm also a learned person. I will not stand to be insulted.
Sit down and be insulted. So
I will not sit to be insulted.
Lie down then. So as this case is on, please, if you have any angle to this, I will seek an interlocutory injunction to stop you from trying to subvert justice. Yes. So, do you have a case? The phone lines, please. I'm really emotional.
You
right
have
now.
To calm down.
Because this is the.
You have to calm down, or you'll be thrown out of court. You are always very emotional when you come to court, and we do not accept that here. Your Honor,
Humpty,
please say something.
Humpty was killed, but
0700-993-993-993 is the number to call. Or you can call 014-657-190. The number to send your WhatsApp message to is 0809-597-5805.
Oh,
we have it just...
God.
Okay.
Ah, this kiss.
Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, there's a serious matter on ground, and you are shouting like this.
Please, can we know your name?
Trish, sir.
Calm down.
You are winning this case.
Yes.
Who is winning
now,
what?
Let me tell you.
Barrister, introduce yourself.
Chuku from
Barrister, Barrister Chuku from Badore Chambers, please.
Now, let me tell you.
Yes.
Humpty Dumpty was a prince.
What prince?
He was sitting on the city wall. So the king knew. He's the wicked mother that sent those ones, not the king, actually.
Are you hearing him? Are you hearing?
They now said too that he was doing what was happening in the kingdom. He now saw them conspiring.
He
now sent to go and kill him because he's a material witness against his own personal life.
Are you getting this?
Are you getting this?
Imagine they want to kill him. In fact, we are suing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is not even substantive.
It's not substantive. How?
It's not even. So. It's not. It doesn't.
Okay.
It doesn't.
You hear from
Good
us.
Morning to his WhatsApp, Lagos.
I put it to you. Please, what's your name?
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name? Stephen, calling from Aja.
You are Barrister Stephen from Aja Chambers. Can you introduce yourself properly, please?
I want to ask that sister, that barrister
there.
Yes. She really went to law school.
I did.
Exactly.
I did.
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
I did.
You did. Mm. But your argument has no local standing.
It has no local standing.
Okay, prove. Why? She's why would sitting. You? Why do you say
the
that?
First thing, a patient when there's an incident.
Yes.
Give the person first aid. The first.
Oh God.
Before you call an ambulance.
Yes. Did you hear the part where
ambulance
they said?
Ambulance is the second.
Yes.
Okay. Did you hear the part where they said all the king's horses and all the king's men?
Uh-huh.
Are you even asking the question of who the king's men are, what they do?
Horses, does horse?
See, your argument has no
local standing. You're not asking the right questions.
Yes, it has no local. He has no local standing. Yes.
If I'm the judge,
he's not no local standing. Please let us go to another. Look at how lawyers are talking to you.
No problem.
0700-993-993-993. Yes, if you can send us a WhatsApp message, send us, introduce yourself appropriately to this noble court.
Okay, no problem. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yes, welcome.
Yes, what's your name?
Now we can be serious.
I'm on this show.
Woo!
What's
welcome.
Your name?
So, people calling and saying you don't have a case. They're all just joking.
Please, introduce yourself, barrister. Please, what is...
No more of that time.
Please, what's your name? Introduce yourself, barrister. And what chamber are you calling from?
My name is Barrister Florence. I'm calling you from Lekki Chamber.
Okay,
go ahead.
Go ahead, please.
You know, just like you have the MC Oloma and the Agberos, constituting nuisance. What are you doing on the way when you're not a member of the ruling class? Humpty Dumpty was obviously the MC Oloma and Agberos of those times. They had no business on that world. So the king horses and men had to pull him down.
Wait. You're accepting the fact that
who
he was pushed down?
Okay.
No, even an Agberu has a right to life. So we can't actually say that.
No,
I know what she's trying to say. Yes, I know what she's trying to say. But at the end of the day, okay, let me just take this call. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
Turn on the radio, please. Please turn down the volume of your radio.
Okay. Oh, okay. Maybe you should call back.
This lawyer is not in the right place.
Now, let's start from Mercy on WhatsApp, who says, good morning, Stretch and Fetal. Please permit me to use this opportunity to celebrate my man, Stretch. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, please.
Yes, Stretch.
Yeah,
I wish you all the good things
thank
of
you.
Life in
thank
Jesus'
you. Thank
name,
you.
Mercy.
Thank you.
Okay?
Yeah.
Barista David Ibiam says, what on earth was Humpty doing on the world in the initial stage? Yeah. Only drunk men do such.
See, Barista David, I'm putting to you that you are taking sides.
Oh, Emmy, thank you so much. You said I should not give up. He did my back. Thank you so much.
At, your back.
At least people
she has
see.
No local standing.
No problem. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yes, what's your name, please?
This is Senior Advocate.
Yeah.
I will from Lekki Chamber.
This is senior person. Okay. Go ahead, sir. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, after critical examination of Humpty Dumpty case.
Yes, sir.
We realize that Humpty Dumpty had in breaking out some prisoners in the kingdom. After breaking out the prisoners, he was sitting on the fence. But because of the fact that he was too fat, so he had to fall over. Nobody pushed him.
You are body shaming him. You are body shaming Humpty Dumpty. You are body shaming
him.
Okay.
He was.
Okay.
Thank
you very much.
Okay. So he's saying that Humpty Dumpty fell on his own?
Yes.
How will you have a great fall without velocity?
Because you don't want to listen to me. If you listen to me, you will learn a lot. But who am I? Anyway,
I won't listen to you.
No problem.
You want to subvert justice.
I am not trying to subvert. I am telling
you,
only a
justice.
Drunk person will take himself away from his house to go and sit on a wall. He could have sat on a chair.
Okay.
No problem.
We'll get to the bottom of this.
No problem.
Yeah.
Gabriel from Ikorodu says, what's up, Lagos? Your Honor, let me push Humpty Dumpty.
He
won't overtake me for queue for fuel.
Are you saying Gabriel? Gabriel, please, can you come and confess?
You want to put yourself in trouble.
No, Gabriel has said...
Gabriel, you want to put yourself in
trouble.
Have
you seen how Humpty Dumpty was pushed? Are you seeing it?
He wasn't pushed.
Okay. What's up, Lagos?
What's your name, sir? My name is Kenny, Barrister Kenny, SAN from Mushin.
Okay, Mushin Chambers.
Go ahead.
Please approach.
Yes. What you guys fail to understand is, Humpty Dumpty is a Minister of Defense.
Okay.
And that is the only reason why you get to see him on the fence every now and then.
Minister of Defense. He always sits on
defense. Minister of Defense.
Oh, God. We didn't check this angle out. Okay.
Yes.
So how did he die?
And when you talk about even at the point where the incident happened, I mean, and the Kingsmen have to send horses and the Kingsmen.
Yes.
I mean, you give the patient the first aid treatment.
Exactly. So do
when
horses...
You don't do that. When you don't do that, it is indicating that you are actually...
Complicit. Yes.
Complicit.
Yes.
Being a murderer to that person.
Yes.
It could have been a setup just to... Take another picture of the whole incident.
God, you're
going to give him or her, yes. I mean, any incident,
yes.
A first aid treatment.
Yes.
It's not like you say, and somebody is saying that they sent a Kingsman.
Do they cure? Yes. So,
I mean, you are supposed to be first aid. You're supposed to have a medical team.
God bless
you.
I agree with you. Yes.
Thank you very much. I think we should go to WhatsApp.
Please go to anywhere you want to go to.
Declare Barrister Stretch the winner.
Yeah.
With all due respect, Your Honor.
Yes.
Your Papa. Because see the evidence here now. I be how they pay my Lord knee. The situation was rugged against Humpty Dumpty by Sir Enoch from Kano Chambers.
Barrister Enoch, you're militant too. Thank you, Barrister Enoch.
This is Barrister Olodo from Olodian Chambers.
Okay, go on.
All the king's horses and king's men couldn't save Humpty Dumpty because he was sitting on the wall that divided two kingdoms and he fell onto the other side.
Okay.
So he became the other kingdom's property and problem. Very similar to how our high commissioners behave with citizens in foreign lands. This is your friendly neighbor. I am Olodo.
Okay.
Please
submit your submission.
We'll Humpty Dumpty was high on the wall, and you both are high on something. The handwriting of this case is reading on the wall. Happy birthday, Mr. Uche Wanere, heaven from Ogba.
Okay,
let's just go back to this phone lines right now. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good
morning.
Please turn off your radio. You can't bring a radio to
call. Good morning.
Yes, what's your name, please?
This is Rita. Happy birthday, advance.
Barrister Rita, from which chambers?
Yes, from while he was sitting on the wall, I don't know what he was doing there, trying to see something he wanted to see or gather evidence or himself. But now he has fallen down from the wall.
Who pushed him?
First of all, I don't know. You might mistakenly fall. Sometimes you do things that you're not supposed to do wrongly on your own and maybe get yourself injured. But as the horses were there, he was supposed to be given a first aid.
Exactly.
To be treated. See, you don't treat a criminal.
No, a criminal has a right to life.
Leaving him down without you treating him, so you get the real evidence why he was on the wall.
Exactly. I don't know what I'm agreeing with, but exactly.
Yes, thank you.
Exactly.
I don't know how in the world anybody is even thinking about this case. Somebody sat on the wall. The first question we're supposed to be asking is how high was that wall?
It doesn't matter.
And I know that the wall was very high.
He was pushed. Okay. Humpty Dumpty was pushed.
Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
You have 30 seconds, quickly.
What's your name?
Barrister Sheo from
Ikoyi
Chambers. Go ahead, quickly.
I must say that Humpty Dumpty was a criminal, ardent criminal. He was trying to escape. He sat on the wall. And then the king's men sat waiting for him. He got tired and fell down.
You may leave this court.
You may. Thank you very much. We have to go on a break. When we come back,
I put it to you
that Humpty Dumpty was drunk.
It's a recess. We're going on recess. We'll be back.
This is What's Up Lagos. From nursery rhymes, they bring out the twist and the story never told.
Jack and Jill were two young children that were going up the hill to fetch. Why will you send two children up the hill if you are not doing child trafficking?
And most times, they'll give you reasons to rethink your childhood. You may just see reasons with them.
No, Jack fell down and broke his crown and Jill came tumbling after. They were tied together.
What made him fall down?
Somebody pushed him.
Welcome to I Put It To You. What's Up Lagos?
Fridays on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your favorite nursery rhymes have been served.
Let's go to court on I Put It To You. Friday 10 a.m. Only
on What's Up Lagos.
Judgment awaits. More talk, more conversations, more after this.
Lagos, I'll take you to Lagos. I'll
take you to me.
All right, it's still I Put It To You on What's Up, Lagos?
Lagos!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And this session will end by 11:45 because we have another case to handle in another location, but we have to do justice to this. Please go ahead and read.
Okay, so I'm on WhatsApp, and David says the King's Guard riding a horse to go and rescue him have another opinion in mind, because the king cannot hire doctors and nurses to guide his palace.
Ooh.
It is just like sending armed soldiers to a peaceful protest. My honor, please, this defendant should be prosecuted. Are you talking about me?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I agree with you.
Okay. What's up, Lagos? You really need to be high to participate on today's show. Adjust the laugh, tire. All these yeah barristers in Lagos, Fred. I can't imagine being in a public place and the person next to me is calling this station, explaining this Humpty Dumpty case. It would be hilarious. You think this is a joking matter?
I don't understand.
You think this is a joking matter?
I don't understand.
What's up, Lagos? My name is Barrister Kachi from Festac Chambers. Welcome. You see, Humpty Dumpty as a defense, who has great investment in Wall Street, was troubled, and Nchegbu overtook him.
Nchegbu overthinking.
Okay, Nchegbu overtook him. Now, all the king's horses and king's men were all present before Humpty fell, unprepared for any eventuality, so they watched him fall flat. And the onlookers couldn't put him together. Now, my thought is that the kingdom wanted his wealth in Wall Street, so they watched him climb and watched him fall.
Thank you for confusing
someone
me.
Someone that was drunk.
Very confused now.
My lord, may I?
Looking
at it from another angle of perspective, he who sits on the wall can be said to be an indecisive person. He's neither supporting evil nor opposing it. Hence, having a great fall as a result of not taking a proper stand. Barrister David,
who pushed him?
What's up, Lagos? Mardi Barrister Chibuzo of Akoma from Ogun State Chambers. Humpty Dumpty was the prince. He had to the throne, and the king was wrongly put on the throne.
You see that?
And he was a dictator. Humpty Dumpty was trying to spy and remove the king by trying to spy.
Are you hearing?
None to the king, the wall wasn't well built. So when he fell, instead of sending medical practitioners with horses and the men, the king wanted him to die on arrival to remove himself as a suspect.
Are you seeing that?
Nonsense!
Infrastructural decay. See,
nonsense.
Infrastructural decay. So the king he used the money wrongly. The king did not even use the money to do what he's supposed to do. Embezzling the people's money.
Embezzling what?
In the case, Humpty Dumpty died.
I saw Humpty Dumpty was drunk.
Humpty Dumpty cannot be drunk in that place because definitely could be alcohol tax.
Okay, Barrister Agatha said, I was one of the king's men and a doctor.
You see?
You know, I told you. No. Okay.
No, okay.
Know your job and know it well.
Let me tell you why.
I didn't want to actually
Let me tell you why this can't be admitted as justice.
Why?
Listen to
She's
this.
A witness.
Listen, now let me tell you. Look at the evidence. You see, you take every evidence. I am Barrister Agatha, female. I was one of the king's men.
Council,
technically throw it out.
No, a female can be. What do you mean?
How can it be a king's man?
Yes, you can be part of them. It was an inclusive.
Let me tell you,
it was a very inclusive administration in terms of an honorable king.
Agatha, I charge you for impersonation. I charge you for character assassination.
Forgy. What are you talking about?
Forging yourself.
She said she was one of the. Let me tell you.
Agatha cannot be a king's man.
Let me tell you, the personnel. Wait, let me explain to you.
No.
Part of the people that are in the king's
court.
In the king's court. The administration of the king as at that time.
Was
a very inclusive one.
I disagree.
They had chefs. They had doctors.
Subjection, my lord.
Overruled.
By who?
Your Honor is drinking tea, so he couldn't say
Your
it very well.
Your Honor. Let's go. You see,
Barrister Agatha said, I was one of the king's men and
Agatha
a doctor.
Cannot be
she
a king's
even said
man.
It was an accident and we did our best.
You did
you
your
should
best.
Know that the word king's men.
Agatha, you cannot be a king's man bearing the name Agatha.
So what's supposed to be her name?
Henry. Peter.
Feta.
Clement.
Okay.
BC.
Okay.
Olalipekun.
Now, somebody not see it. Okay.
People are intelligent.
These are the four tumblers of beer and two plates of catfish pepper soup Humpty Dumpty had at the tavern close to the crime scene. Why do you think Humpty has a pot belly?
Please bring your body shaming him.
You say four bottles.
Four cups. Bring the evidence. This is not admissible in the court of law.
So what?
I can't bring plates of Nkwobi here. Please read cases here.
Humpty Dumpty fell. All because the electoral result wasn't uploaded through the beavers.
Will that push him down?
And in order to prove his case,
yes.
He fell so low to investigate the facts of the possible reasons, the result wasn't uploaded. So far, his pieces can't be assembled because the court hasn't decided. Barrister Collins from Badagry Chambers.
Barrister Collins, your case is inconclusive. Please, maybe from next week, we will look into your case.
Let's go to the phone line.
Can't bring cases that are inconclusive.
Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos? Please turn down the volume of your radio set. Thank you very much.
Yes, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Welcome, Barrister Daniel. Okay.
Daniel,
calling from Eco Atlantic.
All right,
Chambers.
Welcome,
go
Chambers.
Ahead, please. Approach.
Okay, so let me just tell, because I have the evidence.
Okay.
So, Humpty Dumpty actually was the INEC chairman in the year 1830. Do you understand?
Was he called INEC then?
Would you call it INEC?
It was called INEC.
Okay. Of
in the year 1830.
INEC of your.
Of your, of mm-hmm. course, yes.
Go on.
So for the presidential election conducted then by the Divas.
Was he called Beavers then?
It was called Divas.
Divas. Oh.
D for dog. Yes. Mm-hmm. Divas.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the political party were not happy with the results. So Humpty Dumpty had announced so, and he had to go up there to clear his head, you know.
So who pushed him?
Yes, we are getting there.
Please, quickly. This court.
So he has,
yes.
He was court does pushed. Not have time.
He was pushed by the ruling party.
Are you hearing? Are you hearing this man?
Are what you
hearing? So he fell.
Let him finish.
He was pushed by the ruling party.
Yes.
Yeah, just listen. He was pushed by the ruling party.
Yes.
Yes. So at least the oppositions now had to rush down. Three of them.
This is deep. This is very
three
deep.
Three of the opposition parties.
This is very deep.
At least to get him.
This is of Humpty.
Tell them the real results.
Okay.
But it was too late.
So Humpty Dumpty died?
He died.
Oh, God of mercy. Are you seeing? Please submit your evidence in this. You see?
Barrister Stretch.
Yes.
According to Fred, you cannot use the term push because there was no evidence of pushing in the rhyming. So you cannot introduce that in this very case.
Barrister Fred, let me tell you that before somebody can have a great fall, I'm not being scientific here. Before you can have a great fall, you must have fallen with great force.
So you're saying you cannot fall by yourself and have a great fall?
No.
Anyway, Agatha, so I should tell you that the king's men were both men and women.
Agatha,
I don't want you
Agatha,
to argue.
Agatha, show me evidence.
No, wahala. Send us a picture of you wearing that thing. Yes. Good evening. Good morning to you. Oh,
please,
come
turn
on.
Off your radio, please.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yes, I'm Barrister Austin from Ikorodu Chambers.
Please go ahead, approach.
Yes, the thing is that people say what they don't know. Exactly. I know Humpty Dumpty very well.
He lives close
to the king.
He's a family member.
So he lives close there, and the fence of the king's palace is very high.
Are you hearing this man?
Because they don't want any intruder to get into the palace. So now, Humpty Dumpty put a ladder, this Nepal ladder.
Yes.
It is very high.
Yes, yes.
Compound.
They used to cut
he climbed
lights.
That ladder. He climbed that ladder and sat on that fence.
You see?
So now, when policemen were passing through, he heard the siren and wanted to rush down.
Yeah.
Yes, as he fell down, the king's men and horses now rushed to the scene
to
see if he's dead, if they could help him.
Okay.
So when they got there, they found out that they could not help him, so they left him and went and ran away.
So they left him to die? They left him to die?
They did not actually want to. If they touch him and he dies, the policemen would say they killed Humpty
Dumpty. But it is negligence of duty. They are supposed to get life and property.
When they left, they alerted the police that Humpty Dumpty has gotten now falling down.
Your evidence is flawed.
So the policeman had to Humpty Dumpty to...
Subjection, my lord. Subjection.
No, that's how it happened. Subjection. I know about this case.
Okay.
You know about this
Please
case.
Bring your evidence.
I'm not even convinced.
No.
We have a first-timer, Barrister Mesoma.
Barrister Mesoma, welcome.
He's a son from Sri Leri Chambers. He says, good day, Your Honor. Good day to you. Mm-hmm. Your Honor, this is not a case of if a murder was committed, because with all the various evidences tendered to the court today, it is beyond reasonable doubt that Humpty Dumpty was pushed from the wall. And I would like to submit the motion to charge opposing counsel for conspiracy to commit murder, as we have evidence to prove she was at the scene of the crime. Who is she?
You.
Who is she?
Go on, please. Finish this case.
And also connived with the men directly involved with the murder.
Are you
Your Honor, if I may approach the bench with the evidence. Approach.
Bring.
Approach.
You see?
My Honor, I don't want to say if it's sure for Ram, but if it's sure for you, approach.
You're a lawyer. Now. You can't be using those terms.
I'm just saying.
If it's sure for Ram, in court.
I mean, if it is sure for him.
Yeah, if it is very sure.
If it is
you.
Very sure for him.
Yeah.
What's up, Lagos? Humpty Dumpty was a bricklayer. Uh-uh. He was building wall around the king's palace with substandard materials. The wall collapsed and Humpty fell. What does that look like to you?
See, you're looking at negligence of
what
duty.
Goes around comes
negligence.
Around. Anyway, let's go back to the phone lines.
Okay.
Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yes, please. Yes, introduce yourself, please.
This is Barrister Hassan Olumide Chinedu from Nigeria.
Yes, go ahead.
So, first of all, let us establish one thing. If you say he was drunk, how can a drunk man climb that great wall?
That's
not possible.
That's
a drunk man cannot even count his steps. Not to talk about climbing.
He's talking from experience.
Not to talk about climbing. Mm-hmm. So, to show that he was
sober.
Very, very
he was sober.
Sane.
Yeah.
He was sane when he was climbing that place.
Mm-hmm.
He was going there to recount events that had happened.
God.
And to as well come back down with sanity and also tell the king which way and which path to follow.
Okay.
But because they are knowing that he has gone up there to also get wisdom from above.
Oh, God.
They did not want him to come and implement that wisdom he has gotten from
above. Case?
So there was a push.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
That push for veracity was what amounted to the somersault of what he got to
go.
A somersault.
Even when the horsemen came, they also amounted pressure in which the drag is broken bone and
died.
My uncle was part of the people that even killed Humpty Dumpty.
That's why you're biased.
That is why we decided to excommunicate him.
This case has finished.
Okay.
My God.
Now you are
it's
saying
over.
You are saying that he cannot be drunk.
He has established it.
Who pushed him from that wall? Yes.
The people that didn't want him to survive the fall.
So, no, because he is saying that it's not possible that he climbed the wall.
It's evidence. He's using circumstantial evidence.
So who now climbed the wall?
He climbed
to go
the
and
wall.
Push him.
Can you climb the wall when you're drunk? No. So in other words,
so that means he climbed the wall with his clean.
He was sober.
And so he climbed the wall.
Yes.
He doesn't still posit, but I don't know. I'll just go to the phone lines, to WhatsApp and read what Barrister Wisdom from Badagry Chamber said.
Yes.
He said, based on the available evidence, Humpty Dumpty was a drunkard.
No.
He fell as a result of too much intake of alcohol that made him dizzy.
No.
And because the wall was very high, he died on the spot before the king's men arrived.
Well, that is your own.
Arrived.
Show us evidence.
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall and his babe served him breakfast.
Can you imagine?
And he remembered Burna Boy and picked up a shayo. Then as he was singing last night, everybody go chop break. Na so in fast. Barrister Fred,
stop coming to this call. Yes, Barrister Fred, please.
Okay.
Stop coming to this.
My lord. Humpty sat on the wall. Humpty had a great fall. That's suicide, my lord. And it was as a result of frustration in the land. So this is a case of suicide.
That's another angle, but why will you? No. I totally disagree.
My lord, stretch and fetter.
Yes.
Humpty Dumpty, under forensic investigation, was found to be pushed by the force of 2 bullion vans.
Are you seeing this?
He hadn't seen that kind of vehicle in his life.
I didn't even know this
so
before.
So he fell into a trance and didn't know the side fender of the second bullion van pushed him down.
Are you seeing this?
Forensic
barrister. You see, nonsense. This, we need, how can you become this nonsense? How can?
It is nonsense.
How can?
Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
Oh,
good morning
What's
to
up,
you,
Lagos?
My name is Barrister Sabi. On behalf of the women, I speak for women as a women advocate.
Yes.
What has women got to do with this?
I have the common answer. How can he be asking who pushed him? You know that he rightfully said, and correct me, check if I'm wrong.
Yes.
You said Humpty Dumpty is an important man.
Yes.
You said he's a prince.
Yes.
Meaning he's a big man.
Yes.
He's an important personality.
Yes.
So now, you know, you can agree with me, all these big men, they all of them are fast.
Don't body shame
most
anybody.
Of them,
body
shame. Of them are fat.
Their stomach might be big.
Let her states are obvious.
Okay,
it is simple. The fat man fatted. The velocity the intensity of his bigness. So don't forget, he's a big man, important man. The importance, the velocity, all of them transited into that part. So the speed pushed him off the wall.
Yes, thank you very much. This
you dare insult your learned colleague, your fellow.
Oh God, please, that's Facebook.
What's up,
please,
Lagos?
Yes.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Please introduce yourself, please.
Barrister Gramalara.
Okay, oh, Barrister Gramalara. From which chamber? Which chambers, please?
From Ikorodu Chambers.
Please go ahead. Yeah, approach. Go ahead. Approach.
I put it to you that you have already established that Humpty Dumpty is a prince.
Okay. Here to the
but king. He happens to be the last son of the king and very wayward.
Very wayward.
So Humpty Dumpty was caught with one of the chief's wives.
Hey, Humpty.
In an effort to run away, he had to go over the wall. He sat there a little while when he was tired, and by the time he heard the siren of the king's men,
he thought they were coming for him. Over. So are you saying he was not pushed?
No. That's what
he was not pushed.
He was not pushed.
This is getting conclusive.
Good morning to you, WhatsApp Lagos.
Hello, WhatsApp Lagos.
What's your name, sir?
Please, by the Friday.
Okay. Go ahead. Please, approach the bench.
I am the same guy who pushed Humpty Dumpty.
Oh, they are confessing. You pushed Humpty Dumpty yourself?
Yeah, if you don't agree with me, please go to court.
Okay.
We are in court already now.
We're already in court.
I know this is a conspiracy.
No.
I'm very sure.
I cannot subvert
justice.
Because
I know you are a very desperate man.
I cannot
subvert. To prove your point, you must have liaised with all these people.
I cannot subvert justice. I do not. I never.
Barry Cyril from Indian Chamber says, Humpty Dumpty.
Hoity donkey.
He's alive.
It's not hoity donkey. All right. So with the evidence available, this case cannot be left like this. This is a case. I started this with saying that it's a case of premeditated murder. Humpty Dumpty.
But I hope now you can see that it's not murder, but suicide. Or.
No.
In fact, what am I even saying suicide?
It can be. Or Humpty Dumpty got on top of the wall sober. Humpty Dumpty is not a wall that Humpty Dumpty is not used to. He has been on that wall before.
He has never been on that wall before.
Do you have evidence to prove that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, please tell me.
Agatha.
Agatha what? Agatha was at the bottom of the wall.
She's part of the king's. I'm telling you.
She was at the bottom of the wall.
I have a witness.
And
I brought her to the stand. She testified, and you are trying to say that she's wrong.
She can't be a king's man.
She's saying that the king's men were both men and women.
No, you can't have king's men that are women. Oh. It's not possible. I put it to you that you are wrong.
Oh.
Somebody has confessed to pushing. Somebody confessed now that they pushed Humpty.
Now, do you see? Someone just sent a picture. This is a picture.
Of Humpty Dumpty.
Yes. Your Honor, in this picture, we can see opposing counsel in a grey coat leaving the scene of the crime after paying of the king at the scene.
We have pictures. Please file this. File this evidence A6. This evidence.
This was a mighty fall.
Exhibit.
Thank you so much, Bryce. Tell me some.
Exhibit A6. Leave it there.
Your Honor, if I may.
Yes, you may.
Humpty Dumpty was a king himself at that time. He ordered his people to build him a great wall to hide all his looted money. He claimed the stairs of the wall to. Okay, I think he wanted to say he climbed the stairs of the wall to inspect the work, but thunder struck him that day, and so he fell and became a vegetable.
So,
wait. All his looted money, his men and horses could not make him well.
Are you saying that thunder fired Humpty Dumpty? Is that what you're saying? Go on, please.
Wait, my love. Sorry, my lord.
My lord.
He says, sorry, my lord. I now know what really happened.
Who is this person?
Humpty, this is a... Barrister David Ibiam.
Barrister David Ibiam, you are back again.
Yes, it said Humpty discovered his wife was cheating on him with another man. When the news got to him, he wanted to confirm by catching his wife red-handed in the act. So he climbed the wall to see what his wife was doing, then had a great fall out of heartbreak.
Did he find out? Okay. See, you people are trying. I will not be here and you subvert justice. I will not sit here and you subvert justice. You see, okay, what I'm trying to say now, if Humpty Dumpty
was not pushed. Mm. How do you expect somebody to have a great fall? That's the science, forensic part of this. If you have a great fall, there's great velocity. You must have been pushed. You must have.
This is Humpty Dumpty before. You see? Are you seeing?
Oh. Okay, you are sending me a picture.
You are sending pictures
of somebody holding a...
Not somebody. Humpty before the fall. And now someone sent you the picture after the fall.
See, let me tell you, these pictures were doctored.
Thank you very much.
These pictures were doctored.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
These pictures were doctored. They were doctored.
We'll take this one last call before we go on that.
They were doctored.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Are you there?
How can a lawyer come into court and you're not even well dressed for this case? So the issue here is that all of us in this case, we this case has been a case of premeditated murder for years. And now you're trying to prove that you make up your mind. Is it a suicide or do you think it was a murder?
It was not a murder.
So it was a suicide.
He caused his death. He caused his own
so
death.
So you are blaming him.
He didn't try to kill himself, but he was very reckless. Barrister Prince from the Royal Dutch Chamber, Sun, senior advocate of Netherlands, says Humpty Dumpty was an alcoholic who fell in love with the princess. And on this Friday night, you know, I told you, he was high and heard the sweet voice of the princess singing in the king's courtyard. And while he climbed the fence to peep the princess, he tipped and fell. I saw the whole incident and I have a video which I have tendered as evidence
B19. Okay.
Good job, guys. My ribs are paining me with laughter. Have a great day, Feta and Stretch. Thank you very much, Vice Prince.
We look into your evidence. B19, please, Feta. Don't let anybody. We can save it in the cloud.
Look at this one saying this is not how this.
This is evidence.
This is not evidence.
We have been sent pictures of somebody pushing Humpty Dumpty.
What are you doing? It's not even possible.
Opposite council is pushing Humpty Dumpty from the height.
Who was that?
You are opposite council. Yes. So I put it to you that you are part of this conspiracy. This conspiracy.
I know that your honor would.
Don't worry. This case will not be thrown out. But because you lack the jurisdiction to do. Please, can we read one or two more cases before we move on?
My name is Humpty Dumpty. Feta pushed me. Who is this? Who is this? I have kept this truth for a very long time. She said to me, prove to me that you're man enough. If you can climb that wall, then I will marry you. She thought I wouldn't be able to climb the wall. When I eventually got to the top of the wall, I looked down and saw Feta with another man.
Hey!
She helped me arrest her. She caused it.
It has finished. So Feta, you are the one. You are the one. You murdered somebody.
Why did you say your name?
Why did Humpty Dumpty?
It is short for you.
His name is Humpty Dumpty. Okay, we will be back. Don't go anywhere. Hey, Feta. All right, it's uploaded to you, and we are getting to the tapering part of this case. We have some submissions here before we adjourn this sitting.
Okay, no problem. Good morning, Stretch and Feta. I am Barrister Temi Loluwa from Ikeja. It appears to me that we are limiting this case to merely the physical tenets. I propose that we approach a case of this magnitude from the metaphorical perspective. There was a conspiracy in the land, and Humpty Dumpty, in his capacity as Minister of Defense, sat on the fence. He didn't side with the ruling class, neither did he provide the masses with the truth. Unfortunately for him, therein lied the problem.
That's the problem.
Eventually, his story became inconsistent, and he, in essence, he fell off the fence. The ruling class immediately got into action, but they couldn't put Humpty Dumpty's story together again. Poor Humpty Dumpty was left to bear the consequences alone. In your next life, kindly choose a side, and hashtag Sorosuke.
Very deep. Thank you very much, Leonard colleague. Thank you. Thank you.
This person keeps sending evidence. I think this is Barrister Mesoma sending us more pictures.
Send evidence
as proof.
For and against.
People are already threatening himself because of what he's... Okay. And she also admitted to the crime. Oh, Your Honor, if I may, we need to detain opposing counsel now. Because she has poorly threatened my life. You are trying to frame me.
No, but this is...
Am I the one that sent you this message?
You threatened... This evidence. You threatened.
Wow.
So this is evidence. Please file it. Can you file it? Please?
I'm not filing that.
Can you file it? Please?
Because we are...
Bailiff!
We've been here together in this studio. When did I send the message?
Do I know?
this what evidence. Do you mean you don't know?
This court,
I have been here performing my duties, and you are telling me.
Please, read. You are asking them to drop the case. If anything happens to Mr. Omar, you are head libel.
No problem. I put it to you that Humpty Dumpty is an unstable and young man that was trying to prove his dumb, undying love for a side chick. They used to. Whatever him up, I don't know. Mm-hmm. He took too much tombo liquor from the palm tree by the fence. Mm-hmm. Thunder now fired him. That's why they couldn't arrange him together again.
So Thunder scattered him.
Okay.
To him. Please.
My lord, I put it to you that Humpty Dumpty committed suicide. The king had announced an investigation into the palace finances and Humpty Dumpty had been heavily accused of looting. So he climbed the wall willfully and committed suicide, making it look as if someone pushed him. My name is Barrister Dumpty San.
Barrister Dumpty, bring your case. You don't just lay an allegation. You must back it up with evidence. Mm. This court does not function. We are not emotional here. Do you understand?
What's up, Lagos? Humpty Dumpty was the boyfriend of the king's daughter. But due to the fact that Humpty Dumpty was not of a royal family, the king rejected their union and forbade Humpty Dumpty from entering the kingdom and having anything to do with his daughter. But that could not kill their love. So he came up with a plan to climb the Great Wall so he can gave the king's daughter a signal for her to come outside. But he fell down in the process and was left to die by the king's guards. The daughter would marry someone else.
That is
Barrister Samuel from South
Africa. Barrister Samuel, if you have evidence, then you can charge the king for manslaughter.
What do you say?
Or negligent. They neglected their duties. They allowed Humpty to die in the premises of the king. You see? So this case, we can't end it. We can't end it. We will adjourn. But let me tell you something. Humpty, wherever you are, whether you are living or you are dead, you did not die in vain. You did not die in vain.
So what are you saying? What are you saying now? Are you implying? He did not die in vain because...
No, because we have evidence that he was killed. And because you are taking charge now, whoever you are, you cannot reap the fruit of this murder. We will get to the bottom of this.
No problem.
We will get to the bottom of this. Yes.
No problem.
We'll get to the bottom. Thank you very much, legal, my legal counsel. Thank you very much for all those that came onto this case. We are prematurely having to adjourn this case because we have other pressing needs. We have to upload a lot of things into the cloud. And when we come back by next week, we will continue maybe with another case. If this one, we can postpone by 1 week.
Rest in peace, Humpty Dumpty.
Yes.
That's all I can say.
God! Oh, do you know I